Welcome to the J Train Podcast. That's right, feeling in your bones. It's a new year. Wake up. Have that coffee. New year. New you. The J Train. Every Tuesday and Friday. With the emails. Your stories. And your questions. We play your emails every week. You have problems, I tell you what to do. And I have guests that are funny. You should follow them and tell your friends. We're here every Tuesday, Friday with your emails. Get your problems solved. The J Train Podcast. That's right. Feathering your nuts every Tuesday and Friday. Tell a friend. Tell a friend. Play that foghorn, people. Tell a friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa. Anyone with ears, we'll take them. It's 2020, baby. That's right. Feather Nation Studios is here. They're hyped up. They're getting ready. We're going to blow this 2020 out. Episode one of the new year. You're here. I'm here. Shelby's here. We got a great guest today.
I am a young, vibrant man.
That's right, Mr. President. All of us are. And that's why we got to start this year off with a bang, right, Shelby?
First step of the new year.
First step of the new year. It's time to shake off those December blues and put on that brand new shiny 2020 jacket.
This is big.
It's huge. It's huge. I very excited about today's episode. Very excited about the new year, new beginnings, refresh. I'm not one of those. People think that because I make fun of things, that I hate everything.
Oh, yeah.
They think like, oh, get a load of this, you know, Santa helping a crying kid. You're like, yeah, that's cute. They're like, don't you fucking hate kids and Santa and magic? And you're like, no, 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 I like those things.
Look at these idiots on a date.
Yeah.
Roast them. They no, seem to like each other.
Yeah. And it's like, no one can live in the gray. That's what this podcast is about. We have uncomfortable conversations comfortably because we don't live in the you're out, you're in world that a lot of people live in. I talk about charcuterie boards every now and again. I do some cuterie critiques on my Instagram. And people are like, what do you got against grapes? I love grapes. I'm a grape guy. You kidding me? That was my favorite marker to get high off of. What I don't like is when someone makes a charcuterie board and tries to tell me that they're the type of person who has a branch of grapes on a board where no one wants to eat that shit.
I'm so surprised you've been doing these for how long and people are still putting pomegranate on and like you're not learning anything from this.
The pomegranate seed can go fuck itself. I don't, and then people are like, no, I love pomegranate seed. No, that's not a snack. No one's walking into the store being like, oh no, I'm so hungry for some seeds like a bird. No one came to your party to sprinkle kind of sour popcorn kernels on their fucking cheese and cracker. That's what they taste like. Sour popcorn kernels.
Fuck off, will you?
That's right. But I'm saying I don't hate everything. I there's certain things I like. There's certain things I don't like. I don't like the person that's like, New Year's, oh, that's just an arbitrary day to start new. Oh, you got a resolution, you fucking fat idiot. And it's like, yeah. People don't start diets on a Wednesday.
Shut up, Gary V.
Yeah, Gary V. Get the fuck out of my face with your bullshit. I swear. So now I'm this new motivational speaker. You're the snake oil salesman like the last ones. I know. Feather Studios. I know. controversial opinion. I get it. You're right. But I'm saying, hey, new year, new me. That's a great attitude. Let's start it up. Let's start it up with today's guest. Very excited. New to the show.
It's the moment you've all been waiting for. A new guest.
I've been trying to make this happen for a long time. Fantastic comic. You're all going to love her. Emmy Blotnick, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
I love how amazed you look at the sound effect.
I didn't know there was going to be a crowd.
There's a crowd, a studio audience. They're very excited to have you here. We've been trying to get you for a long time. I'm pumped to have you.
I'm pumped to be here. I'm pumped you started off talking about charcuterie boards.
Listen, this podcast has no boundaries.
Oh, I love that.
It's the No Boundary Podcast. No Boundaries 2020, hashtag No Boundaries.
Yeah. I'm just going to weigh in a minute late here. Grapes are decoration. Pomegranate seeds have no business.
Thank you.
No business mingling with meats.
Man, this could have been an awkward moment if you went against me this quickly on the podcast. But the thing about the grapes is that it's a meat and cheese board. And then people will go, but I like a little sweet with mine. And it's like, yeah, but understand that if you're putting it out for the party, it's not about the goodness or badness of grapes. It's about people showing up to your house hungry,
mm-hmm.
ready to have a drink, and they want to quickly go to the board and make themselves a little snack. Nobody is hoping there's grapes there.
No, I agree. I think dried fruit can pass sometimes.
Sometimes.
Certain cheeses really perk up with a dried fruit.
Sure. Hot honey, I'm in.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Yes, but grapes are they're not meat nor cheese. I guess I'm a purist as well.
Thank you. And the pomegranate seeds are just like wild to me. I know people like them. Well, here's what bothered me. I knew I was right when someone goes, well, that's Kylie Jenner's favorite snack. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm right. You're wrong.
Uh-huh.
If you're on Team Kylie with your snack choices, you don't get to make snack choices.
I agree.
Get them out of here. Get out of here.
You're right, Mr. President.
I can't remember who said it, but somebody called pomegranate seeds fruit corn, and that's as accurate as I've ever heard.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. All of you need to go follow Emmy at Emmy Blotnick on Twitter and Instagram. She's hilarious. She has an album out. We've done the album thing here. You did it for me. You've done it for other guests. You go. You can stream it anywhere you listen to music. Wherever you listen to music, you're already paying the $1, $9, whatever you pay a year to Spotify or iTunes or Pandora or wherever you go. Why don't you tickle Emmy's nuts?
Please.
And go touch the album. That's the thing. You plus play, you've helped a comedian. That's an amazing thing.
That's very true.
Right?
Yes.
No shit on your fucking, you know, head or something. I don't know. But I'm saying, like, Emmy's got a fantastic album. She's so funny. You're all, like, great comics, super funny. I mean, you did Colbert. You wrote for Colbert.
Yeah.
And now she's going on the road. She's going to be at Comedy on State, one of the best comedy clubs. One of the better ones I've... Have you been there?
Yeah, I love it there.
What a club.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting to be so pro... I was like, well, Wisconsin. But Madison is fucking wonderful.
Madison's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Madison's unbelievable. Comedy on State. She's going to be there January 23rd through 25th, and I would encourage anyone in the area to go check out Emmy. Are you ready to do some emails?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay. I think you're going to be really good sounding board for these people. I have a good feeling.
Thank you. I brought weed in case my advice is too good. So, okay.
Bring you down a level.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. The cops are here to get you for your weed. Help these chronically ill ladies. Going to start on a... This could be a tough one.
Okay.
Hi, Papa JT. Okay. Hi, Papa JT and Shelbs. All the feathers for your taints. Can't tell you how much you have helped me in the complicated world of dating. Let's get into it. My friend and I are two 26-year-old girls trying to figure out life and dating with chronic illness. Very long story short, I have a chronic pain condition called trigeminal neuralgia.
Don't rehearse too much.
Yeah.
I don't think I nailed that one, but I tried. I sounded it out like I was in third grade.
I want to see how it's spelled. Oh yeah, I got nothing on this one too. No, you're right.
Neuralgia.
It's hard to pronounce this one. Okay.
And my friend went through the ringer getting diagnosed with Lyme disease last year. Both of us have a slew of shitty symptoms, and it can take over our lives sometimes, and that includes dating. So here are some questions. Before we get to the questions, this is very difficult in this day and age to talk. Like, we're two people shooting off our hips, and she's like, how do I date with my chronic illness? And, like, anything we can say might sound, before we get into this, anything we say is going to be tough to talk about. So I think, like, if you're someone dealing with these issues, which we wouldn't hope for anybody, we hope you get better, all those things. We're sitting here going, I know that, like, the minute we hear this, we're like, oh, here we go. No one wants to say the shitty thing.
Right. I'm already afraid of sounding glib and being like, have you tried Tiger Balm?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Nowadays, someone be like, if someone says, well, I have depression, you go, well, why don't you go to the gym? And they go, you fucking evil asshole.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm just trying to help. No one wants, like, I understand why that's annoying to hear, but, like, you know, we don't know what to say.
We're not doctors. But let's try.
Okay. She says, here are the questions. When seeing someone new, when do I drop it on them?
Ooh. Interesting. I guess it depends on how it shows up, right?
Yeah.
Like, if it makes it so... Ooh, yeah, this is tricky.
Yeah, I'll go through the other questions.
Okay,
What's the best way to tell them without seeming doom and gloom and getting the that sucks or a pity response? There's a lot of mental health stuff that goes along with our diagnosis and medication side effects. I almost feel like this needs its own discussion since I know so many people our age struggling with mental health. Does someone struggling with anxiety and depression need to make who they're dating aware of it? You guys are amazing. Keep it up. Love listening to this and you up and forcing it upon all my loved ones and random drunk girls in the bathroom. Well, thank you very much. She says, P.S. How could I forget to ask for a celeb look like? Shelby has a amazing talent to figure out what celebrity people look like. This is her. She's beautiful. Very nice. Shelby's taking a gander, doing his review. Emmy, do you have any thoughts on this email?
You know, okay, here's the thing. I feel like right now the world is at a place where everybody has some version of... If you don't have any kind of depression or anxiety right now, like, something's wrong with you.
Oh, okay.
Do you feel that way?
Yeah. If you have no, like, awareness of the things going on in your head that bring you down on a Monday, I agree with that. Like, it's kind of... It's weird to find someone who has nothing.
Right. That's either like a very delusional person or someone who was raised in like a vacuum sealed, like, fuck, I don't know, like, beautiful Christian home.
Sure.
Like that. I'm Jewish. I should say that. Okay.
All Christians don't deal with these issues.
A lot of them like to deny it, though.
Get a life, Jews.
So I agree with you. Even to that point, here's the other thing we have to deal with in this day and age. There's a lot of self-diagnosis.
Yes.
So we can all Google and feel a little pain in our shoulder, and then we Google the pain in the shoulder, and we're like, that's depression.
Yeah.
You know,
Hodgkin's lymphoma. Yeah. I thought I had that one.
Really?
Yeah.
You Googled like a cough, and you were like,
It was a stomach thing. As I said, I'm Jewish.
Yes.
So it took me down a long rabbit hole. But it wasn't Hodgkin's lymphoma. I was just pretty sad.
So this is the thing, though. I think, first of all, my advice for this is, I've given this in the past, where it's like, I think it's like everyone has, and I know this word sounds bad, but everyone is carrying luggage.
Yes.
So I think... the people you want to date are the ones that go, that don't deny they're carrying a luggage. Like,
yes.
If you look at someone who's like, hey, do you need help with your bag? And they were like, I don't have a bag in my hand. And you go, well, it looks like you have a fucking bag in your hand. And you'd be like, no, that's not a bag at all. You'd be like, okay, well, now I'm dating someone, a crazy person. So I think, like, being aware of, like, how what you have and how that might come off and how it's hard for the person across from you. Like she says, I don't want to get a pity response. You can't control the response you get from things you say. if the response is something you don't like, maybe that's not the match in a dating scenario.
Right, right. Right? And to go with your baggage metaphor here, you need a nice bellhop.
Yes.
Who can take your suitcase.
Sure. But also you want a bellhop that you know, you're not out here looking for a bellhop.
Right. You can carry your bag.
You can carry your bag.
Okay.
So like I think like a lot of times, and I think this is like the atmosphere of the times we live in, is like a lot of times someone will say like you don't want someone going, well, I'm definitely like, I don't want to date the self-diagnosed. Like, I want to know that someone goes, yeah, I deal with depression, anxiety, but I also, I'm seeing a psychiatrist and I have a good relationship with them. It's the best decision I've ever made. Like, it really helps me out. Like, I don't want to date the person who goes, yeah, I'm a depressed mess. And you go, well, are you seeing someone? They go, no. And right. You're like, then what can I do? Are you coming to me for help? Do you think I'm going to fix this as your dating partner? Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean. Basically, both of you are faking it. Let's take another email. No. I think you have to do stuff to yeah. But I'm sure they are doing stuff.
I'm sure they are.
But yeah, I think if you present it as like, I'm not like... you know, like I'm not drowning in misery. Like I've got a grip on this is like, you know, on Tuesdays, my back flares up. On Wednesdays, I don't like sex or whatever.
Yeah. And also in going, if you don't have a grip on it, going, maybe it's not the right time for me to be dating and meeting new people. Maybe it's the time for me to work on self-improvement. It's the new year again. New year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you have a boyfriend. You've moved in together recently.
Yes. I also have a psychiatrist and a therapist.
There we go. How did you bring it up to him? Like, was there any, how did that go for you? Because see a psychiatrist or a therapist. I speak into a mic every Monday and Tuesday and let these listeners hear my issues. That's right.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
That's right. The doctor is that steamboat docking sound.
Yeah. Every time I'm doing badly.
There you go.
I'm feeling sad today.
Oh man, the SS Jared is docking.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay.
Having trouble sexually. That's my doctor.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. So how did you tell your boyfriend?
I take like the open book approach with this stuff. Like I also think like he is a good person. We got along really quickly.
Yeah.
And, like we talked about the Holocaust in the first like hour of knowing each
Always other. Always the sign of a relationship that's going to work out. Yes, yes,
so
yes.
Immediately I was like, okay, I think I can just dump it all out here. Like I do all that stuff, but I feel like my life basically functions fine.
Yeah,
so.
But it's also, again, like to the baggage thing, it's like, yeah, these are my bags.
Mm-hmm.
I just rolled up with my, two suitcases. And
that's right.
I think also, this is also to say that, like, there's no wrong answer. Like, we had a guy that was, I want to reference this email because it's so ridiculous. He, like, hooked up with a girl and she shit his bed. And then he was like, she won't talk to me now. I want to go out with her again.
It's like, God, I like that guy.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, I'm not comparing your depression and anxiety to taking a shit in the bed. But I'm saying that... if there's the match over it trumps all.
Yeah.
The match, like you're talking about, like I met this guy, we're talking about the Holocaust in an hour. I'm like, this guy's great.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm also seeing it. You know, like there's at that point, the match is the match and everything kind of like falls in line under it.
I agree. I mean, oh my God, the guy whose bed you poop in that still wants to see you is the one you marry, right? That's
yes.
Gotta be. Yeah. I think you find a
that song. Like you see stars in your eyes.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Let's do some more emails. J Train. Oh, who does she look like?
She looks like Sissy Spacek's daughter, Skylar Fisk.
Okay,
whoa.
This is such a deep
cut.
Such
a deep cut.
Sissy Spacek's daughter.
I wouldn't know her if she shit in my bed. This was a pretty heavy first email.
I know, I'm sorry. I but I liked it.
I like it too.
I was happy with it.
Yes.
Oh my God, you're right.
We can.
She's the girl that was in...
Snow Day.
Whoa. Snow Day, but also she was in... what's the movie with Jack Black and...
School of Rock?
No.
Kung Fu Panda?
No. Orange County. She's the girlfriend in Orange County with the Tom Hanks kid.
I saw that alone in a theater when I was 10.
Wow.
Shelby, keeping us on the sad road. Let's do some more emails.
Lookalike confirmed.
That's right.
Will the Soul Cycle crew agree?
Emmy Blotnick at Emmy Blotnick, emmyblotnick.com. Party Nights, that's the album. Go check it out. Madison, Wisconsin, the 23rd through 25th. Go, go, go. Nobody likes a drunk. Papa JT, love the pod, longtime listener, feather, feather them nuts, boy. My boyfriend of almost a year is in the Army and is deployed overseas where there's absolutely nothing to do but get hammered and act stupid. I understand that his drinking has a lot to do with his environment right now, but I'm worried that his party life is something that won't end when he comes home and something that I have outgrown, though I like to go hard every now and then. Any advice on dealing with this issue? P.S. would love a celeb lookalike.
Hello.
Oh my goodness!
She's very cute. What do you?
She looks a little bit like Lord the singer, but like an anime version
yes,
of Lord.
Yes, yes.
But I'm not Lord. Shelbs. I shouldn't weigh in on this
no,
part.
No, but Shelby's gonna take a look. What do you think?
About part?
I think she go. What do you think about her? Like her boyfriend that's abroad and partying.
I am wondering if the concern is really the drinking, or if it's just like you'd want some control over a faraway person.
Interesting. I hear you. I think, yeah, and I think also, like, sometimes when someone's farther away, I think when I'm traveling, you know, there's this, like, you blow it up more than it is. And yeah. And listen, I'm not doubting that he, like, I did shows in Kuwait, and you're sitting there, and there's, like, a, you know, they don't even allow drinking in Kuwait, so maybe get them transferred to Kuwait. But I... But I, when I was there, it does seem like there's a lot of dead time. And when I was in like the rec room when we did the shows, like if there was beer there, I could understand that you could sit there and have seven beers.
Yeah.
And just like kind of like sit on your phone texting a loved one being like, I'm so fucked up right now. And it could sound worse than it and sadder than it is.
Yeah.
It's like Shelby's 10-year-old alone movie, you know? So I think... You got to wait until he's home to make the assessment. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I think don't get ahead of yourself. Don't be like, you're home now. It's time to stop drinking. Because you even said yourself, I get after it from time to time. So you're just hearing about it because he has no one else to talk to there while he's getting after it. So let's give him the benefit of the not an alcoholic doubt.
Yes, I think
that's make that
fair.
Decision when he comes home. And I think when he comes home, let's talk about doing some activities together that are not drinking related. If he starts popping a beer open while you guys are at Walmart, yeah, maybe he's an issue.
Right. But I mean, go bowling or something.
Yeah, you go bowling and he has seven pitchers of beer. You go, all right, there's an issue here. But I think you have to, I don't think you tell someone they have an issue before they've kind of proved it to you.
Yeah, I agree. It sounds like, it's just, that's a tough situation.
Tough because she's also like, I'm not saying she's not right.
No, I mean, having someone in the Army it's scary.
Yeah. And also like your imagination gets away from you too. You're like, oh, he's out drinking
right.
at the base. What's going to happen when he gets back here? And it's like, let's see what happens first. But yeah. Like also, hey, you want to go to like a workout class together? And he's like, yeah, let's have a few shots before. And you're like, oh, okay.
Right.
You have something to talk about. Now, right now you're living in the imaginary world of what will come instead of the reality.
Yes. Wait until he humiliates you in a Zumba class before you make the call.
Shelby, you have a lookalike?
She looks like the adult film star.
Okay.
I don't know. I think
Shelby has range. I don't know if I can Google her, the adult.
Wait, there's no HR here.
Okay. Fair.
Jared, where did you find him?
He was just outside. He's like, do you want to do a podcast? I was like, yeah.
I don't know how you say this. D-I-L-L-I-O-N.
Dillion?
It sounds like it.
Or is it Dion?
Harper. I met her at Stand Up New York when there was a Jewish comedy show.
Okay.
And she was like coming down with like other porn stars, and it was one of the funniest interactions I've ever
well,
seen.
Well, I gotta say, you're not wrong.
Thank you.
Because
I feel like Dillion's not the name you keep for porn.
No. I think she needs a new name. But I mean, look at that lookalike.
I mean, she's a babe.
But like, looks just... Shelby's...
Dead on. Yes.
Wow. Classic Shelb nails another one.
And you know what, Dillion? Keep whatever name you want. It's a tough business.
Slept with my best friend.
Ooh.
Jared, classic Shelton guest. Big fan. Listen to J Train You Up and your album. Thank you so much. I met a nice Jewish guy senior year of college. Fall 2018 through one of my friends. Both of us are now 23. During the fall 2018, we hung out several times a week in a very friend-zoney way. We would go out every weekend, bars, tailgates, hanging out with friends, parties, etc. He even spent the night at my apartment a few times, but we never hooked up. To throw in one more piece of info, he hooked up with one of my best friends, and I have hooked up with one of his best friends. We would talk openly about who we were hooking up with and help each other find people out at the bars. We graduated in May 2019, and now we live in two different cities. He came to my city in October, and we went to our mutual friend's party, and he told me he liked me and had since we met. By the end of the night, we ended up making out, and he spent the night at my place, still only make out, no sex. In December, I visited him in his new city. We went to a concert, and he kissed me several times during it. Afterwards, we both told each other we really liked each other and finally had sex that night after going out drinking with his friends. Here is where the problems really begin. Oh, right after sex?
Oh, my. I've grown a long white beard listening to this yarn.
Here is where the problem starts to begin. The next morning, he said he knew we hooked up but asked if we had sex. He didn't remember it. We are literally best friends. Text, snap, talk on the phone several times a week so I could be honest with him and told him that him not remembering was annoying and hurting my feelings and that I felt like I had made a mistake by sleeping with him since he didn't remember it. Before I left, he asked, what now? Like, are we going to be friends that sleep with each other once or more or what? And I said we could just be friends, even though I knew that I really liked him, but there is the distance and our friendship involved. I went home the next day and ended up texting him and told him that I really liked him, that I would honestly prefer to be more than friends. He responded and said we should just be friends, but that he could see things being different if we lived in the same place. What should I do? I do really like him and I love our friendship, but I know that distance is an issue. What do you think he is thinking? I am honestly just so confused and need a male perspective. Thanks for all your help. So what do we think?
I mean, male perspective, way go first.
Well, to me, you're not friends. She keeps saying protect the friendship, but this whole friendship was built on attraction and him sleeping in your bed, making out without having sex a lot, which that happens. A lot of people do the sleepover, make out, know that this, I think a lot of times guys, and this is like ego filled, where the girls will be like, well, guys are very public about wanting sex at every turn. Okay. Which kind of fucks up the other side because girls will go, well, we slept in the bed and didn't have sex. That means he must really care, or that must mean something more because guys are so sex forward. All they want to do is fuck. So if he didn't fuck me, that must mean something. And it doesn't mean necessarily more. It means that we know that it has to be more, or we've literally blown up this whole situation.
Ooh.
It's a difficult thing.
It's interesting. It does put some pressure on it, right?
Yeah.
If you don't have sex, then it's like, am I important?
Exactly. And
that's sad.
But that's what she's kind of saying. She's like, all these years of pent up stuff, there must have been a reason he didn't.
Yeah. He had the dignity to not fuck me for so long.
Or not make a move. Yeah. Or not like. And a lot of women that write in here, it feels like their thoughts on guys are there's two guys.
Right.
The guy that marries you and the guy that spits on you after a one night stand.
Hump and dump or sleep and I don't have a rhyme. Fuck.
Or marry and marry. Like, okay, but it's, there's a middle there. There's a middle where he's like, man, I don't want to lose the texts. Mm-hmm. I don't want to lose the calls twice a week. She inflates me in other ways that aren't sexual, but that doesn't mean I want to be with her forever, but I know I lose that the minute we have sex. Like, this is like all crazy talk, but
no,
it also
your
makes
analysis
sense.
Is good to me. I think that's right. This dude is confused.
He's confused, and he knows you're a friend, but he knows he wants to fuck you, and he knows that fucking you will end that fake friendship that, you know, like, I don't think there's any, like, if you guys are 80 playing Mahjong together because you're friends, I'll give you $1 million. Like, I that to me is so far away what this will become.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be friends. The minute you get a serious boyfriend that becomes your husband or fiance, the minute he gets a serious girlfriend that becomes his fiance or wife, is the minute you guys aren't really hanging out as much.
Yeah.
Those calls are going to stop coming. You're not going to be friends.
Right. He might be getting some emotional support from all the texting and snapping and this and that. But I feel like the right dudes show up knowing, like, yes, I like this person.
And,
yes,
and
I
go through with it.
Yeah.
And I think him not going through with it is him knowing that it will end.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very guy thing. A lot of guys, and I'm included in this, you get into something thinking of the end, not thinking of how this will be great. Women get into things going, marriage, baby, I see it with them. And guys see it, get into it and going, all right, how's this going to ruin my life when it ends?
Yeah, what's my commute in the morning?
yeah. And it's like, and I know that's fucked up, but like, these are all the things he's dealing with where I'm saying to this woman writing in, the reason that he went through with it because of the excuse of being distance. He knew he had that lever to pull.
Yeah. And it's a fine lever to pull. Yeah. Distance is bad.
Distance sucks. And so he knows that you're someone that makes him feel good, that he also trusts. That's another thing. He came to your city. He hooks up with you. He says, I don't remember fucking, but he trusts that everything's okay with you, that he doesn't remember fucking. Like, you know, like it's a weird... I know she felt bad about it. I don't know if that would make... I guess I would feel bad. I would feel like a little weird about it.
Yeah, I don't want to take too bold a stance here, but I hate this motherfucker.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry.
No, I'm kidding. I do feel like not remembering the sex is like a little... That's not great.
I think he remembered it. Yeah, I think he wanted to soften the blow. I think he's so nervous...
Oh my God.
...about how the sex affects the rest of his life. And I think like last episode during the Alone cast, I talked a lot about that intimate texts aren't intimate.
Yeah.
Like everything the more it goes, the number of screens it goes through is taking the nutrients out of that text.
That's really beautifully said.
Shit. It's true.
Jared.
Text someone I love you. How easy is that? Tell it to their face. Fucking hard.
Absolutely. Oh my God. You take this man's advice and you too can someday have an Alone cast.
Yes. One day you can speak into the void.
But I do think that's really correct.
But it's true.
Yeah.
These relationships that are formed a city away with someone that you go, I feel so close to them because they've said this, they've said blank, blank, and blank that I would never tell anyone outside of my closest friends. Yeah, but they did it over text.
Right. He might as well have left it in a YouTube comment.
Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. This email just came in minutes ago.
Fresh
but
one.
I love the title.
What is it?
Keep Him for the Money.
Oh, yep. Let's get the money,
y'all. There's poor people around.
That's right. We're sponsored, though, people. Woo! Talk about money. Let's make that money right now.
Get the money, y'all. There's poor people around.
So listen. That's right. So listen, people, we are sponsored. Here's how this works. You listen to this show, we give you the ha's. You support the sponsors, the sponsors support us. We live on forever. That's right. I can keep doing this sad diary. So listen, we are sponsored people. There's the one. Native. Love Native. Native. At Native, we create safe, simple, effective products that people use in the bathroom every day. We create products with trusted ingredients and trusted performance. Not convinced? Check out the 9,000 five-star reviews from our customers. So Native is amazing. Natural deodorant.
And when you have sex with it, it remembers.
It remembers. and it calls you. And it moves to your city.
Review. Subscribe.
Formulated without aluminum, parabens, and talc, filled with ingredients found in nature. Coconut oil, shea butter, tapioca starch, never tested on animals, free shipping
delicious.
And returns. This is great.
Yes, I want to eat this
That's
stuff.
That's right. Okay, I use Native now.
You smell amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. That's how we greet each other, Emmy and I. I just put my armpit up to her. She smells. I smell her. And we're like, oh, good for you.
Who is this cherub?
That's right.
Smells so good.
Jamie Lee loves it, too. So I will tell you right now, okay? My girlfriend was a big natural deodorant wearer. It wasn't great.
I mean, a lot of them don't deliver.
They don't deliver. I went in her bathroom.
Like, what, you put Land O'Lakes in those pits? What's going on?
Yeah, what's
on
going
here?
On here? We using garlic? So
get her out. Get her out.
So I went in her bathroom in the middle of the night and I switched in native. The relationship has changed. Wow. It's a beautiful, loving, smell great relationship, right, Shelby?
Oh yeah.
That's right. So listen, you want some free money? I'm gonna help you guys smell great for a lower price than you would have paid because you know Papa JT. 20% off your first purchase. Visit nativedeodorant.com. Promo code JTRAIN, 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 JTRAIN during checkout. That's nativedeodorant.com. Promo code JTRAIN. 20% off your first purchase. Go, 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 go. Love Native. Love what they're doing. Get your free money. Let's make the new year smell great. Here with Emmy Blotnick at Emmy Blotnick on Twitter and Instagram. Go follow, go follow, go follow, go follow. Party Nights, that's the album, going to be in Madison, Wisconsin. Go pause and follow right now. All right, you did it. All right, keep them for the money.
Thank
Engage
you, yes.
Engage with the guest on social media.
That's right. Feathers to you, Jared. Write to it. I'm writing in for a friend.
Oh, sure. Sure
yeah,
you are.
Sure. She's 23 and her ex is 25. They have a newborn baby 4 months old. My friend has very little family support and is not working due to the child. Anyways, the problem. I mean, wasn't that the issue? Mm. She looked through her boyfriend's phone and seen that he re-downloaded Snapchat, which they agreed together to delete. He was messaging 7 girls, a few had a history with, and somehow fucked up Snapchat and saved some sexy pics. I don't even know how that happened. Anyways, she freaked out and left. But without him, financially, she is in huge trouble. My question is, do you think it's okay to stay in a relationship you are not happy in if the alternative is a single mom struggle with no family to turn to? As far
Look
as
at your life. Look at your choices.
As far as we know, he's never physically cheated, and he is otherwise a pretty good boyfriend and dad. What do you think?
Oh, this is tough.
This Man,
is
I thought
tough.
This was going to be more fun.
Oh, I want to go fund me for this woman.
Yeah, there's a baby involved.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy. I feel this is a hairy one.
This is hairy.
I do feel like, okay, if it's just photos and everything else in life is in a real bunch right now, there's maybe a path to make that work.
There's a way to talk it out. I think when you, listen, we're without child. We both don't have children.
Extremely without children.
Yeah. So it's tough for us to tell. But I would say the reason this podcast exists is because we can look unemotionally at really emotional issues. Mm-hmm. And I think seeing a Snapchat from another girl and then moving you and your kid out is with no financial stability is a very quick move.
Yeah.
It's also... her friend is 23. It's also a very 23-year-old move that if you didn't have a kid, I would go, get the fuck out of the house. But to interrupt how the kid is living and, like, I think you have to live less emotionally and more mathematically when you have someone else that's you're supporting.
That's true. Yes.
Because to yell about Snapchat and run out of the house with the baby carriage and one single diaper, you know, like it's the 8 night of Hanukkah with one fucking, you know, for the week. I just think you have to take it. You have to be way more adult and way more mathematical. And what I would say to her is I can't tell her what to do. I can't tell her how to feel. It feels awful to see that someone that you care about is talking to someone else. I think having an agreement to delete the app is a band-aid on a flesh wound.
Mm.
Like, I think, like, you're just trying to ignore the conversation.
Yeah.
So I think having the conversation with him about, hey, we're both young. I'm sure you're fearful of being with me the rest of our lives. I'm fearful of being with you for the rest of our life, even though I enjoy your company. But let's figure out the baby situation.
Yes. Like, if this isn't what you want, like, you still have to help this baby grow.
Yeah, you have to have it grow. And if it isn't what you want, a future with me, let's figure it out while I'm here in a non-fight, emotional, screamy way.
You know, also, okay, this is the other thing. I'm sure you've covered this in previous episodes.
Please
but
go.
When you snoop in someone's phone, it's,
I
mean, it, you know you're looking for trouble.
You're also only going to find bad.
Always.
It doesn't even, the person could be doing nothing, and it will be like a friend text. Like,
did you think he'd be, you know, researching engagement rings and boats for, I mean, it's like, of course, you're 25 and 23.
You're going to find bad, even when it's bad, again, the guy could be doing nothing and you'd see like a text with a girl that he works with and you go, well, who is this person? And he'll go, and then it just drives division. Mm-hmm. He's going, well, I have to explain who I work with. And it's like, that's kind of the hardest part about my girlfriend, I answer every DM. Okay.
On Twitter?
On Instagram. Oh. I'll be like, I'll send a heart or whatever. And it's funny, when we first started dating, she would see me answering the DM and then like scroll up.
Who the hell is she?
Well, it wasn't like, who the hell is she? But she would go, oh, you've talked to them before. What have you said? And I'm like, I don't know what I said to this person. Maybe. phone my parent. Phone my parent. Verizon. Like, you know, then if you scroll up, if she went up to like minute one, that's only going to make her feel bad. If it's like, let's say it was a, you know, 3 years ago, it was a cute girl that now just laughs at my shit. But in the beginning was like, I'm out on a Saturday. I was like, I'm out too. Come, you know, that's not going to feel good for her to see. So no. I get like a little nervous and cringy because I'm like, why are we starting a fight that doesn't have to happen?
And like, you can't change who you were 3 years ago now. But yeah, if she's looking through his phone and he's looking at ladies, it's like the relationship has, there's
larger issues.
There's a bigger fish to fry.
So I think you need to tell your friend to go have the difficult conversation with this guy. It's not about money or like, not about like being like his, like, you know, fucking work for him now as his like wife worker, you know, like, you know, like, it's about, hey, let's figure out what we're gonna do here. Mm-hmm. And then you can get in front of it. You can go, hey, he's not into the relationship as much as I am. We have to break up, but we also have to like figure out a new living situation. Now you can like do things in order of how they're gonna do, and that makes the financial burden a little easier.
Yes, once you're on the same page about everything else. And then go date a sultan.
Yes, right. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're sponsor people. This is a really good sponsor for the new year because we all need a little refresh. We all need to clean ourselves up. Two great sponsors for New Year's, Native Deodorant and Quip. 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 I use Quip. It's a toothbrush. It's fantastic. The holiday shopping season, we're already past that, but really, it's the new year cleanse season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's the new year. It's about getting yourself cleaned up, getting yourself fit, maybe drinking a little bit less, maybe eating a little bit better. It's January. We're all trying to revamp. And Quip, I actually live by this now. Quip is a toothbrush. It's an electric toothbrush, and it'll go 30 seconds, and then it'll click 30 seconds four times to do all four quadrants of your mouth.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
That's
because
a nicely structured power washing.
It's a nicely structured power washing. Also, you think you brush long enough until you do this. Mm. You'll get to the end. You'll be like, oh my God, I've been here for 3 days. You know, you'll have that white beard you talked about.
Yeah.
You know, so with Quip, it keeps you honest with yourself. You might think, oh, I brush my teeth before bed. No, no, no. You do a little scrub. This is a brush. Okay? And Quip keeps sending you new heads every 3 months. You can get on the schedule. You never feel like, oh, is this toothbrush a year old? No, 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 no. Also, you don't have to go to the store. Let the mailman work for you. No more waiting in line at CVS. Quip is there. Go to getquip.com/JTrain to save on gift sets and to get your first refill free with a refill plan. That's a free 3 months of brushing on your Papa JT. You're welcome. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/JTrain. 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 All of our sponsors for every episode is in the
description.
Shelby's made it easy on you, right?
The codes, your URLs.
My album, Emmy stuff. We're all there. Emmy Blotnick here. Fantastic to have her. Let's do another email. You ready?
Yeah.
This is a long one. Holy shit.
Whoa. And she included a meme? Yeah. Let's keep...
Oh, no. This is the...
Oh, it's a screenshot. Okay.
Do we want to do this one?
No, it does look really long. Trust your gut, Jared.
Don't do it. A guy with zero male friends. Love the podcast. I'm always getting friends to listen to it, and I can't wait to see you in San Diego. Yes, let me bring up some live shows. If you're listening right now, I'm in Naples, Florida. If you're listening in 2 weeks, I'm in Utah, Salt Lake City. If you're listening in 3 weeks, I'm in Buffalo. If you're listening over February 21st and 22nd, I'm in San Diego. JaredFreed.com. Also, actually, we're going to have to add an announcement to the beginning of this show. My Bachelor preview is out right now, okay? Ooh. Need you to touch it. Need you to share it. Need you to tag a friend. This is when Papa JT, you know, goes up a level. I add a lot of followers this time of year. Bachelor starts Monday. I'll be yelling at the TV every Monday. It's all, I don't work for ABC. I don't work for Betches. I don't work for any of these people, okay? I do this because I love doing it, and it's my favorite show, and I love making fun of it. But I also love gaining a good amount of followers that will also come to shows and listen to this podcast. See how the whole circle of feathers works?
This is hard work.
It's hard work,
I've worked
yeah.
hard for a long time.
Yeah, you work for me, I work for you.
But
we work for each other.
That's right. Jared, most of all, you love love.
I do love love. This season's been, I'm so excited for The Bachelor.
I confess that I've never gotten into it.
Never
gotten
into it?
Maybe this year will be the year.
Listen, Instagram stories.
A powerful conversation.
That's right.
You can't miss.
Can't miss it.
I've always wanted to be flown away from an island in a helicopter with people I hate. So.
We are here in Algarve, Portugal, and it feels great.
Peter Weber's our new Bachelor. Yeah, we got Peter. Everyone wanted Mike Johnson, who was would have been the first Black Bachelor.
Oh, what? They haven't had a Black Bachelor?
No, there's a lot of racial issues on the show.
Oh my God.
There's a lot of racial issues that, like, in a group of people that want to talk about it the least.
We've had a Black president.
Yeah.
White people always running to jump on some bullshit.
You're right.
Oh my God, the sound bite's incredible.
No, that's not even my favorite.
Oh hell no!
Yeah, the Bachelor fans, they were like, we want a Black Bachelor.
Oh hell no! What is this bullshit about?
Well, it's funny because the Bachelor fans, like the ones that I enjoy and speak to, like the people that like interact with me on it, they're all normal, fun people, and a lot of them were like, yeah, it would be great to have Mike as the Bachelor. But there is a segment of the fans of the Bachelor that I know are out there that are like the most annoying aunt on Facebook. You know, like that's one of their segments that would be like, what's the problem? Like, like they've never had an Asian man get past like 5 minutes into the show.
Oh my God.
Actually, they had the one guy that started the app that went pretty far last season. We're getting better.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So the Bachelor lags behind society.
Way behind.
The arc of the universe
kinda
is long.
But that's kind of why people love it. It's a world where you're like, your brain takes a break. Mm-hmm. There's no talk of anything. They go to Algarve, and I can call it Algorithm Portugal, and no one's like, my grandmother grew up in Algarve. How could you make fun of it? You know, like, that person doesn't exist in the Bachelor world. It's just a simpler time.
Yes.
I hate to say it. It was kind of cool.
It is kind of cool. So recently, I went on a date with a guy, and friends came up. This guy has only female best friends, no male best friends. Actually, no male friends at all. I asked, what about guys you just grab a beer with or college friends, guys from work? Nothing. The only men in his life are the ones he does business with. His words, not mine. When I asked why he didn't have male friends, he said it was because he isn't into sports, and conversations with other guys are superficial, never substantial. He went on to kind of condescend other men, talking about them as if they are unable to process feelings and anything in depth. I couldn't help but feel that this is a huge red flag. For the record, he's 41, and I know men at that age tend to be married and or have kids, but that wasn't factored in as one of the reasons he stated for not having any male friends. Am I wrong to see to think that something is off here? It just doesn't feel right for some reason. Or is it possible that a guy could only have male friends, only have female friends and no guy friends at all? Not sure if that matters, if it matters, but I'm 31 and neither of us were ever married with kids. And we live in San Diego. She's very cute. She's in a picture of herself.
Are we doing a lookalike or are we just admiring?
Also, if Classic Shelb is around, I'd be honored to have him do a celeb lookalike.
Oh, there we go.
Thanks again for all you do. Excited for you to come to San Diego. She's very cute.
Yeah.
Shelb's going to look her over.
Ooh. She's got, if I can weigh in.
Please.
She's got a little bit of a Dua Lipa going.
What is that?
Do you know the singer Dua Lipa?
No.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, she's my contender.
Okay. Shelby will take it to the lab. Do you have any thoughts on this? I have a couple thoughts, but I want to hear what you...
I have a couple, too. It's a mixed bag. Okay. Yeah. Because the valid point that I heard in there is that male friendships tend to be superficial. I do think that's true.
Yeah. Also, like, male friendships as they get older, there's actually, like, stats on this that, like, men die earlier because they don't have friends.
Oh, my God.
Your man's gonna die.
Sorry for yelling. Yeah. I never yell.
This guy's gonna live forever. He's got a lot of female friends. But I'm saying there's, like, something... I don't know where I saw it. It might have been a Shark Tank episode. That's where I get all my information from.
Oh, my
from.
God. That does seem like part of a pitch for, like, some kind of, like, garden gnome. Yeah. Something that keeps you company.
And this sits with your dad. And now you're okay. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying I've read this, but I might have, it was either a joke someone did on stage or a Shark Tank pitch where they were like, men just generally don't grow old with a buddy. Like, women keep in touch.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I'm with you. That point that he makes is a fine point.
Right. Like, Mel Brooks and Carl Reiner might be the exception to the rule of two old men growing old together.
Exactly.
But it does feel like, yes, a lot of male friendships don't dig into the good shit, and women tend to go for the good shit fast in friendships.
Yeah, but also, here's the problem. With good, there comes the bad.
Yes.
The way she described him is, I don't like this type of dude. It had a very male feminist tinge to it.
There's an arrogance in the tone. Like, this guy sounds like a fucking, like a nerd who's put himself on a high horse.
Yes. He's found a way to force feed to women a hotter way to say it.
Yeah.
Not that his friends are like, the guys he grew up with are like, no, that guy's just an asshole. You know,
because you can't generalize about all men or all women like this without being like, maybe there's something with me that I'm not connecting with people.
Absolutely. And like, you know, she wrote something very specific too, that she goes, something just doesn't feel right for some reason. Okay. I think women a lot of times will go, something doesn't feel right, but I'm going to walk into this tiger cage.
Right.
You know,
happy to be here.
Yeah. Like, don't want to be a bitch.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, please.
I love getting eaten. Yeah. Start with my toes.
Exactly. So it's like, for her, I would be like if I met a girl that was like, fuck women friends, I'd be like, okay, that felt a little strong.
It's half the world.
Yeah. I'm going to not go out with you again.
Yeah.
And not feel bad about it. Like, yeah. I think a lot of women that write it, I'm only going by, and I know I'm speaking generally now, but it's based on emails that I get and read where they're like, well, this was wrong and this was wrong and this was wrong, but he was nice. He was a human. He breathed air.
Yeah.
I'm going to, you know, I'll go out with him. I'll give him another chance. And I think if it feels off, don't go out with the guy again. But for the way he speaks is so interesting to go, well, you know, and men really like to really like, fucking bash on men as a group.
I am an exception among my gender. Yeah. I am superior to my own kind.
It's not... Mm-mm. There's something snake oil salesy about it.
Yeah, this guy's a real Gary Vee.
Yeah, he's Gary Vee
and
you.
And she's so cute.
And she's cute.
Yeah, you've got a whole life ahead of you. Find someone fun.
Shelby, you got a lookalike?
Looks like Sophia Bush.
Let's see it.
So
I know who that is. Okay, yes.
Sophia Bush and... Okay,
right.
I see it. I see what you're talking about. Now, what's the one you said, Emmy?
I said Dua Lipa. I'm also seeing a little Haley Steinfeld in her.
Dua Lipa. Haley. Yeah, I see both of what you're saying. I see you with, like, her going out look is Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
Her hanging out look.
Sophia Bush.
Sophia Bush.
That's a great life. Congratulations.
You did it. You did it.
You're a One Tree Hill in the sheets and a new rules in the streets.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. This is called Is She Serious? Let's do a dude email.
Mm. I'm pulling up a seat for this.
Yeah, pull
one.
Up a seat. We got one more. Let's do one more.
Cool.
One more email.
JTrain, love the podcast. Honestly, it was a girl I briefly dated from Hinge that got me hooked on the You Up podcast, and from there I was hooked. Enough feathering. Here's my situation. I'm a 29-year-old doctoral student in conducting.
Is this the guy from the last email?
I don't know.
He sounds fancy.
He's very fancy. I'm a 29-year-old doctoral student in conducting. What is that? And I recently got a job directing this community choir made up of mostly older retired people.
Oh my God, this sentence starts so strong and then gets so sad.
What is going on?
You direct a choir of the elderly?
Is this the remake of the what's the nun movie?
Mr. Holland's Sister Act. Mr. Holland's Opus is not that one.
Doctor Act?
I mean, look at how impressed two Jewish people were with doctoral. Okay.
A doctor listening to my podcast. However, to my surprise, this beautiful 27-year-old professional joined us this fall, and immediately I felt a little sexual tension. That's so funny that, like, he's like in this, like, this is a sitcom. This is like a movie.
Yes.
I'm doing this doctor. I needed a gig. I'm teaching the old man choir. This girl's like, I just like to sing.
I got 90 old bags doing a cappella.
And they're and all like, all these old women are going, like, doing like the Sebastian the Crab, like, kiss the girl. You know, like.
I have Jamaican choir members begging me. I am teaching these crabs how to shine.
However, to my surprise, this beautiful 27-year-old young professional joined us in the fall, and immediately I felt the sexual tension. I've tried to avoid messaging or flirting with her since I wasn't completely sure she felt the same way. Yet I finally gave in, and we had our first date last Thursday. Okay. It went so well, followed by what felt like a much-awaited two-hour makeout session that we decided to hang the next night, given that we were both busy for the following several days due to the holidays. Because of the precious late night, we both seemed tired the next evening, and it was really difficult to engage each other in conversation. Didn't seem to affect things as she eventually came up, and we proceeded to make out with clothes off, bra off, until around 4:30 in the morning. At that point, I felt I should ask if she wanted to just stay over, but she preferred to go home. After that night, her texts have been like once every 6 to 9 hours, at least, no matter how long or short I respond to her message. As you've stated in previous podcasts, people don't really, quote unquote, suck at texting, which I agree with. She seems interested in every text she sends. It's just the timing that sucks. I'm completely cool with just doing hookups, but she definitely seemed like she wanted more. I'm completely okay with just doing hookups, but she definitely seemed like she wanted more, especially with how she didn't want to go all the way on the second date and wanted to, quote unquote, wait. Yet I'm not really looking to carry on a conversation where 4 to 6 exchanges takes 2 days to complete. Should I ask about the texting or just assume this is her being, quote unquote, casual? I also don't want to make things weird with her since she sings in the choir that I direct. For reference, she told me that if she just got out of a 7-year-long relationship a year ago, and since then she's found it boring to meet people and have a reface level conversation. Maybe the physical connection between us has been amazing, and she remarked that she loves how deep we've gone in conversation. What do you think? Thanks, man. Love everything you do. Attaching a picture for my celeb lookalike. I'm on the right. I know who Shelby's going to say. He's on the right.
Oh, who do you think?
I gotta let the master do his work.
I'm gonna withhold my judgment on this one.
So
as well.
You're the female in the room. What do you think is the deal here?
I am thinking that maybe on her end she's like, ah, oh, fuck, I showed my choir director my tits.
I gotta say, you gave her
bra.
You gave her You gave her a voice I didn't like. In my mind, she's this like sultry Latina. Like she looks like Sofia Vergara, and she's like soft spoken. And then you were like, oh, I don't know. She's probably like, my fucking tits were out. And I'm like, man, we had a different view of what she looked like.
Were you not picturing Rhea Perlman?
No. No, that wasn't. Show no. my choir director my tits.
She came in from. She lives on the bus, right? Is that okay?
No. I showed him both of them. He saw the left and the right. Carol Ann Susan.
You're gonna need WD-40, honey.
I'm not gonna be a tenor next year. I literally like thought of like a Spanish woman like in a silky dress and So what do you think?
I just think
she's just like you think she like feels like she kind of fucked up her hobby.
It's not the ideal situation. Like she's I think in a like the power dynamic is a little funky here
because
he's in charge and she's a member of the choir.
Like the bed shitter.
Yeah. It's a little bit like the bed shitter.
It's sort of like a little finger lick of poop in the bed. Yeah. It's not a full dump.
Yeah. Full, just a smidge of poop.
Finger lick is a disgusting quantity of shit. I'm so sorry. But it does feel, it's almost like a secretary boss kind of thing a little bit where it's like, I think he probably has to take the initiative.
I think you're right. I don't think this can live in the... Yeah, I just fucked the girl in my choir zone. It feels like since you're talking till 4:30 in the morning and she's enjoying these deep conversations, I don't think it can be like we just text and meet up. I think it has to either be one or the other. I think you either let her come to you and you go and you kind of like move back off the texting because she's obviously removing herself a little bit. Or the only text you should send. No, here's the thing. In the when you're dancing with someone, if you see that someone's like a crazy dancer, you don't go in there and start doing the waltz.
Right.
So right now you're seeing she's a slow texter. So you got to be like, okay, I'm going to understand the environment of the texting conversation. And you have to decide. And this is only if you're like, I want to pursue this woman.
Right.
Hey, next week is kind of busy, but I'd love to do dinner next week.
That's nice.
And if you, I think then it takes away the, I'm waiting 6 hours to find out how my weekend was.
Right, right.
Hey,
right.
So understand she takes 6 hours. So, hey, use it in the way she's using it. You take 6 hours. I'm going to send you a text that I just need information back.
Yeah.
And, hey, I want to do dinner next week. I really enjoy our time together. I would love to catch up about the holidays. Or you don't.
Right.
But I don't think this is going to be the, you know, we you up on a Saturday night. It just doesn't feel that way.
No, because you have to look at each other and sing on Monday morning. So, you're a conductor.
Me, me, conduct. Me, me, ma.
Many mumbling mice are making midnight music in the moonlight. Mighty nice. I went to theater camp for a summer.
Emmy showing off her range.
That's all I got.
I saw your tit. Everyone sing. Me, me, ma, mu, ma. Thank you. Feather Nation Studios. Emmy Blotnick, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
At Emmy Blotnick on Twitter and Instagram. The lookalike.
Slam dunk contest runner up, Aaron Gordon.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's so. What a deep cut.
I was going to say The Rock.
You were?
Yeah.
I was thinking Oscar Isaac. But
no, you were looking at the wrong guy.
Oh, fuck.
I think it was the guy on the right.
Wait, the guy on the right.
This and he does look like Aaron Gordon.
Yeah,
Holy shit.
That's very accurate.
Unless we have our, if it's the other guy, Oscar Isaac makes sense. But I thought it was the guy on the right.
This is I'm closing real soft here. This is a swing and a miss on my part, but a true slam dunk.
You killed it, Shelves. Emmy Blotnick. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
At Emmy Blotnick, go follow. She's got an album out. Party Nights. and going to be at Comedy on State in Madison, Wisconsin. Shelby, thank you for popping in.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. I am Jared Fried, okay? The Bachelor preview is out. Touch it. Feel it. Like it. Tag a bitch. I'm going to be in Naples, Florida tonight through Sunday. Come on out. JaredFried.com. JaredFried.com. We'll be back next episode. Boom.
Great job, J-Train. Another perfect episode.